everyone. It's Saturday, July 2nd, and you're listening to episode 20 of Delicious Talk, where we're making our predictions on how long the jury will deliberate and what the possible verdict will be in the Casey Anthony trial. Hi, this is Nadine.
Hey, it's Anika.
And we're doing a short, sweet, and spicy episode this week just to chime in on the Casey Anthony trial and that we're awaiting tomorrow's closing arguments, no court today, and make our predictions. I have a prediction about the deliberations and how long.
What is your prediction, woman?
Well, I think if it goes as the judge has laid it out, that tomorrow they'll do the closings and he will give the jury instruction and they start deliberating tomorrow, Sunday, I predict they will not deliberate past Tuesday. There will be a verdict before the end of day on Tuesday. What do you think?
Well, my predictions is I firmly would believe, I would actually agree with you. But, you know, there's always one stubborn person in the pot.
Yes.
And I say Thursday.
You predict Thursday?
Yeah, I really am more siding to you. But again, I'm playing devil's advocate because there's always one or two that have some form of sympathy or some kind of, oh, my gosh, I don't think whatever. And they're always the devil's advocate.
Yeah.
So I would say Wednesday, Thursday at the latest, but I really don't think they're going to be much of a deadlock. I think they're going to wrestle them down and tell them they better make a decision.
and I think, okay, I agree. It could go longer because again, there was a lot of evidence. The state had over 300 some pieces of numbered evidence. The defense had, I forget how many, not nearly as much.
Right.
But there's a lot of testimony that was given. It's been an 8-week trial. So I understand there's a lot they can sit and talk about. But I think there is very little room for reasonable doubt. Even if there are a few jurors who are still on the fence, I don't think it'll take all the other jurors long to bring them to seeing, you know, that there is no reasonable explanation for what happened to Kaylee, except she died at the hands of Casey. So I think the thing that they're going to probably maybe take the most time with is deciding what to find her guilty of. They have options, and I'm not pretending to know all of them, but I know they have the option between first degree murder, premeditated, second degree murder, which doesn't include premeditation.
Mm-hmm.
And then felony murder, aggravated child abuse, which if I'm understanding the lawyers correctly, if it's aggravated manslaughter plus felony murder, that equals first degree. She could still get the death penalty.
You know what? Me personally, I would side against trying to get her for premeditation. And this is the reason why. I say all roads lead to you trying to premeditate. Why are you looking for chloroform? Why are you looking for, what else was she looking for on there?
Neck breaking, ruptured spleen, how to make weapons out of household objects.
Exactly. And
all these morbid things.
Exactly. And how ironic. This is when they found this child, you know, in her car. It just seems that it was all premeditated. I mean, I could be wrong, but it just seems that she actually planned it. Did she plan it from start to finish and say, well, let me go ahead and kill her and get rid of her? I don't know. But I do know that you planned all of that stuff to, you know, get her, make up the whole story with Zenaida and Zanny and all, and it came out that you are a habitual liar.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody is buying that George Anthony was in on a cover-up of an accidental drowning.
I don't believe that he was.
It doesn't make any sense. It does not make reasonable sense. It, you know, so I don't believe any of the jurors will spend much time, you know, pursuing that and trying to advocate that, yes, he could have. Because even with what happened, we could talk a bit about the mistress, the alleged mistress.
Right.
Because I was on the fence the last time we talked about it. What was her name? Crystal Holloway, a.k.a. River Cruz.
Right.
She hadn't testified yet. And I was kind of on the fence as to whether or not they actually had an affair. I was saying they could have. We don't know. I didn't believe her when she was saying that he confessed that, oh, it was an accident that snowballed out of control. And now that she has testified, and when on cross-examination, the prosecutor popped out a letter that George Anthony had written to her, in mm-hmm. which he was saying to her, I've been trying to contact you through your sister, through your mother or mm-hmm. cousin or something, and through your husband. I contacted your husband trying to get a hold of you. What's going on? I'm worried about you. And so then she says to the prosecutor, well, I'm not married, sir. So he says, well, then why did George Anthony believe that you were married? Did you tell
exactly.
him that you had a... And he contacted this person he believed to be your husband. If you were having an affair, why is he contacting your husband?
Would he have a whole lot of balls to contact your husband?
Exactly. And remember, she told George, George testified that she told him and his wife, that him and Cindy, that she had a brain tumor and was dying. And that's why she needed him to come over to her house and help her. So right. if he believed she had a husband, that kind of pushed me off of believing her about the affair.
Right.
Now I think she's really just making it all up. She confessed on the stand that she got paid $4,000 from the National Enquirer for her story. So obviously, when she told the police there had been no affair, and suddenly now she's confessing to the National Enquirer that there was, because they're paying her $4,000. Sorry, no credibility.
Exactly. You know what? You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, what these people do is they come out with these outlandish stories. And even though we and the public know that you're full of it, mm-hmm. inquiring them, they thrive off of that. And if you can make a quick 10,000, a quick four, depending on how much your story is worth, mm-hmm. guess what? You get the embarrassment of finding out that you're a liar for a quick fix. You're not anybody of significance. So people forget about you for 2 weeks, but guess what? You got them bills paid, right?
Exactly. And her story, like the prosecutor said on cross-examination, your story sounds much more sexy when you had an affair with him, right? You know, exactly. Or when you were giving him money. But, you know, you have no proof of this. So you're making all these allegations. And the fact that he came to visit you at your home is because I don't think the prosecutor brought this up, but she told them she was dying. Hello? I think it was all entrapment. She showed up at their command center when they were looking for their granddaughter, trying mm-hmm. to get into the spotlight that was on them. They were on the news every day. They were on national news. People were flocking to go so-called help them find Kaylee just so mm-hmm. they can be a part of the hoopla. You know? And she was one of them, I think. I even went as far as to say I think she was probably planted there by Jose Baez, the defense lawyer.
Oh, I don't know if I don't know if I would say that.
Well, you know, I'm big on conspiracies, but I really feel like it was just too convenient how she's lying and telling how she has a brain tumor to get this man to come to her house. I'm sorry. I don't know. They were trying to set poor George up even then. That's what I think.
It's a shame.
It is a shame. Okay. And then moving on, I have another hunch. And I want you to tell me what you think about this. I suspect that Jose Baez could be Kaylee's father.
Come on now, Nadine. Why would you say that?
Because I see a resemblance. I see, if you, next time you see them or look on the internet, look up Jose Baez's face.
I'm looking at him right now.
Look at Kaylee. And I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying I see a resemblance, so I suspect. And then
why
the story...
Why would he do that knowing that he can be disbarred?
Do what? What would he be disbarred for?
Because you know that's your kid. You're not
supposed to... Oh, the victim is his kid. Oh, I don't know. I suspect he could be. Maybe he doesn't know he's her father.
He can lose his license. If you okay, let's say
he's not that good at it anyway.
What?
He's not that bright. If you notice all the crap that he's been doing in this defense, Jose Baez is not the smartest, the brightest bulb in the box. So I'm not gonna give him any more.
I'm saying those are the basics. He should at least know the basics. And my thing is that is a conflict of interest. If you knew that, let's say Casey Anthony, the Kaylee is not his. Okay? My bottom line is if you knew that you slept with her, you cannot be her attorney.
Well, but there's rumors that they're more than friends because of when she was out on bail. Uh-huh. She was always with him at his office, and the kind of when he goes to visit her in the jail, the guards say they have to reprimand him for always hugging her, touching. They're not allowed to touch because they don't want them passing stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. But he was always hugging her. So people speculate that there's more going on. And one other thing, the story she told one of her family members when she was in jail, mm-hmm, about how she met Jose, because they were expressing concern about, where did you meet this lawyer from? Can you trust him? Does he know what he's doing? Does he have enough experience? Is he just trying to capitalize on the attention, you know? Mm-hmm. And Casey said, oh, he was recommended by another inmate in the jail. He's representing them. So that's how she got the recommendation. I don't believe anything that comes out of her mouth. I believe she could have known him before this all happened. So I'm just putting it out there. I suspect he should be DNA tested, because I think he could be Kaylee's dad. And we know from the beginning of the trial that Casey is a class A card carrying slut. They trotted in all those boyfriends that she was sleeping with within a week and two of when Kaylee went missing.
She is a slut. I missed that.
Oh yeah, you missed it. You can see, it's on YouTube, some of those testimonies. I mean, she was a slut. She was sleeping with everybody. So I would not be surprised if Jose Baez is one of them.
So what? All these guys came in talking about, I slept with her. Yes, yeah, I hit it.
Prosecutor, the prosecution wasn't doing that just to, you know, since put it out there, but they were accounting for how she was spending the time in question. And all these men were, you know, came in and testified that she was with them. Mm-hmm. Partying, having sex, partying, going out, drinking, living the good life, the Bella Vita tattoo. Wow. That she got on her back. Okay. So I'm put it out there. So if it comes out one day that Jose Baez was Kaylee's father, you heard mm-hmm. it first on Delicious Talk.
She said, according to Casey Anthony, she claims that the guy died
In a car accident. Yeah, but first she said Jesse Grund was the father, the fiance she was engaged to. He got a paternity because he was the acting father at the time she was born. Mm-hmm. And then he got a paternity test. He had bonded with Kaylee, believed Kaylee was his daughter, and when he got that paternity test, found out he was not the father. So, and then she told this Eric Baker name. So who knows? You know, you can't believe her. If her lips are moving, she's lying. So, you know, who knows who that kid's poor father
is. She just makes me sick. And then her mother, that lying crackpot, I should call her.
We got to talk about how she got on the stand the day after we recorded our last episode about it. Cindy took the stand the next day and said she was the one doing the chloroform searches on the computer instead of being at work. So the prosecution subpoenas her computer and login ID activity and impeached her, proved that she was entering patient information and information on claims or cases during those times when those searches were being made at home. She was at work in Winter Park, Florida. So come on, Cindy. You made things worse. I would think she would be brighter than that, but she got on the stand and pretty much said that she's sure those records won't be available now because it's been almost 3 years since she was at work because she's been mm-hmm. out on disability or whatever. Mm-hmm. So she was pretty cocky that, oh, they won't be able to verify it. I'm the only one who had a password to log in, right. No. And I'm like, could she and Jose Baez? That's why when you're saying, oh, he should know better of the conflict, mm-hmm. he would have known better than to put that woman up there to do that. Did he not know they could do that? HIPAA laws, they have to keep those records for 7 years.
Exactly.
Duh. And that's exactly what they did. They were able to tell what patient files and what she was entering at what time during the days.
Yeah. But you know what? For years and years and years, she's been coming to Casey's rescue.
Yeah.
And I feel she's also to blame for a lot of Casey's foolishness that happened. They allow her to put up with foolishness and she's been allowed to go to her rescue, do this, do
Absolutely.
That. So that's why I think with them, she's saying, oh, no, they're not going to find anything. I would think because all these years, she's come to her rescue and everything, you know, is always fine and dandy. And I think that she is really living behind what they say, tinted glass windows. She's in denial.
Yeah. Cindy is.
Cindy is.
Yeah. And the father isn't, though. He washed his hands of it. When he got off the stand the last time, he looked towards Baez and towards Casey and swiped his hands like, you know, that's it. I'm done. Because they're going after him. I feel so sorry for George. This man already tried to kill himself back in January of 2009. Okay, and they are doing this to him, say, accusing him of knowing Kaylee drowned in the pool.
Right.
And covering it up and allowing all this money to be spent and people to be searching for her for months, 6 months.
Exactly.
You know, and then molesting his daughter since she was 8. Come on. I just feel like, you know, Baez doing that cross-examination of him when he broke down on the stand, talking about when they were told the remains were Kaylee. I was crying. I cried with him because that was just devastating. It's terrible that they are putting this man through this to try and get this guilty girl off.
Exactly. All of this partying and all these pictures, you were having a damn grand old time.
It's absolutely ridiculous, but he's doing his job, Mr. Baez, and he should have known better than to put Cindy Anthony up there to perjure herself like that. If he didn't know for a fact she was the one doing them, he should have never done it. Because I think she made it much worse for her daughter, if that's possible.
It's sickening. And I just think we need to stop wasting taxpayer money and send her butt to jail. Let's get it over with.
All right. So I predict by end of day Tuesday.
And I say Thursday. And Delicious Talk listeners, let's hear your predictions.
Your predictions, yes, can't wait. And what do you think she'll be convicted of if you have a hunch about that? I don't know if they will give her the death penalty. I think they could probably come up to an agreement about first degree murder. But
I predict she'll hang herself once she finally realizes that the book is going to be closed on her. Mm-hmm. And she finally realizes that this is not a game and you can't lie anymore. I think she's going to hang herself in prison.
You think she's going to commit suicide?
I think she will.
No.
I mean, I really think that she feels that she's going to get off. She feels that she's going to get off. I would. If I could read, I wish I could read her mind. I really think she's sitting there like, whatever, they're going to find me
not
guilty.
I don't disagree with that because she's not used to suffering consequences for her actions. Like you said, her mother has always bailed her out.
Right.
So the fact that she didn't take the stand, I had predicted last time that she would. And you were like, no, you disagree. So you were right. But I really thought she wasn't going to let that go. But the fact that, yeah, she... I don't know. I don't know if I think she would kill herself.
That's what I'm saying. When she, right now, of course not. But right. When she finds out that it's over,
it's over.
It's a wrap. You're going to jail for the rest of your life. You will never see the light of day other than when you go into into the playground.
Okay.
For the jail. The shit is going, excuse my French, is going to hit the fan.
The fan.
Because she's going to be like, oh my gosh, no more partying, no more sex, no more whatever I used to do.
And you know what I would want for her in that moment? For her to see Kaylee when she killed her. I want her to see a picture of that little girl just before she did whatever she did that ended her life. That's what she needs to see in that moment. Because you feeling bad for yourself, like people are doing an injustice to you. What about Kaylee?
Yep.
She might think Kaylee deserved to die because Kaylee was interrupting her life and her parents loved her too much and blah, 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 blah. But what about Kaylee's life? So they need to put, you know, plaster her cell with pictures of Kaylee.
Wow.
It's terrible. Anyway, that's our predictions, folks. Let us hear what you guys predict.
Do you have a wow moment today?
Oh, yes. The wow moment. Thanks for reminding me. The bird flipper.
Idiot.
I can't believe we forgot about him. Wow moment. I forget the guy's name. I think it was Michael Bartlett.
We'll just call him Idiot.
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 So he flips the bird, tries to like, you know, surreptitiously flip the bird, put his hands on his mouth, on his face, and stick up his two middle fingers. They caught him. He gets up there, and obviously he clearly doesn't understand the gravity of that, that it could have caused a mistrial if the jury had seen it. And all this would have been for naught, and they would have to start all over again with a new jury. Okay? So he gets up there. The judge gives him every opportunity to explain himself, to say, oh, no, it's a misunderstanding. I wasn't doing that. No, this mm-hmm. guy says, yeah, I was saying F you to Mr. Ashton.
And why did you do this?
And when the judge asked him why, it was just stupid. I don't know. I really don't know why I did it. It was just a stupid thing I did. And I'm sorry. So he apologized like three different times when the judge gave him an opportunity to explain and defend himself. He apologized. I think he thought he was just going to get, you know, reprimanded and escorted out.
Yes, and where do you work?
He says, where do you work? TGI Fridays. Which Fridays is that? At Mall at Millennia. And what do you do for Fridays, server? So he says, the judge sentenced him to 6 days in the county jail for flipping the bird while the prosecutor was at the podium.
Wow.
And he asked him, did he know what could have happened if the jurors had seen it? Because the jury was present. It was open court and the jury was there. So the judge says, do you know what could have happened if the jury had seen you extending that courtesy to Mr. Ashton? Mm-hmm. And he says, no, he had no idea. So I think he was going to bleep, make Hershey squirts in his pants when he heard the judge say, I find you guilty of criminal contempt. And sentenced you to 6 days in the county jail, and they came and cuffed him right then and there.
Wow.
I think he was in shock. And then he charged him $400, fined him $400, plus statutory court costs, 200 something. So altogether $600, and he gave him 6 months to pay it, beginning August 1st. And they took him away, and wow. He's why wasn't he lying his behind off?
Yeah. Why wouldn't they? Why are you going to go in there and do something? So he, you know what? The problem with young people today is they don't take things seriously and they don't see the severity. Poor thing. He didn't even realize he was going to do something so stupid. He didn't realize he would have to do 6 days in jail.
He's not that young. He's 28 years old. He's not 18. Yeah. He should know better, but obviously he didn't. And the judge asked him, what education can you read? He held up the sign that they put on the door and that the bailiffs read and say, you know, no gestures, no signs of disapproval or approval when court's in session, all that stuff. And he says, yeah, the judge says, how far did you go in school? And he said, 12th grade. So the judge says, you can read and write? He says, yes. So Judge Perry was very fair, but he did bring down the gauntlet on him with the 6 days in jail. Because he could have just fined him. He didn't have to make him go into the jail. But he's sending a message. Don't anyone come in my courtroom and pull that crap.
Good. And I'm glad that he sent that message.
Yeah.
Stop playing around.
Yeah.
We came here to reach a verdict. I don't have time for foolishness.
Exactly. And wasting hundreds of thousands of dollars that the state is spending.
Exactly.
On this trial.
I'm ready for this to be over. I'm ready for us to throw the key at that murder girl.
Oh, gosh. So that's our wow moment of the week.
This has been, it has been a crazy trial. And I know those jurors are like, okay, I want this to be over.
Yes.
So that I can go home to my house.
Yeah, and I think they will give the deliberation the respect and the weight of the gravity of the fact that you're deciding somebody's fate. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's going to take them very long to come into agreement. And so we'll see. I can't wait to hear the closing arguments tomorrow morning, though. Can't wait.
I can't wait.
So we'll see what happens with Miss Casey Anthony and justice for Kaylee Marie Anthony.
Yes, justice for Kaylee. That's all we care about
right now. That's all we care about. Toodles!